The devil has been a subject of interest since creation. He's been pictured as a ghost, boogeyman, or as devilishly handsome with red suit, horns, and pitchfork. He's also been portrayed as the epitome of all evil or the cause of everything bad that people do. Most know the expression, "the devil made me do it." Some even think the beast of Revelation is the devil, even though the Bible states it is Satan who gives the beast his power. While popular, these ideas are all wrong. They terribly misrepresent this powerful spirit. Just who is the devil? The Bible calls him the god of this world. But where did this being come from? How does he influence people? Did God create him as he is? What is his fate? Here are the answers from God's Word.
The World to Come. The Restored Church of God presents David C. Pack.
One can scarcely turn around without hearing or seeing references to the devil or demons. Think of how often the subject of these angels or the spirit world is spoken or written about. Entire television series now are dedicated to them, with more appearing all the time. Movies and books have focused on the devil for years, but now they come more often and are more odd, bizarre, macabre, and frightening than before. Also, Satanism and witchcraft are now practiced and enjoyed more openly. Just think of the Harry Potter phenomenon. Some authors write almost exclusively about the spirit world, mixing false understanding of prophecy into the plot line, and legions of fans purchase their every book. Millions spend vast sums annually on psychic hotlines, palm readers, astrologers, crystal ball gazers, witches, wizards, channelers, and other mediums to learn their future. The devil sells and people are buying as never before. But few understand who and what the devil really is. This broadcast strips away the mystery, ignorance, myth, misconception, superstition, and confusion shrouding the truth about his identity and origin. Many professing ministers preach long, loud sermons about that bad old devil. Emotion-based groups conduct revivals, rallies, tent meetings, campaigns, and crusades where people are told, "We're going to lay that devil down tonight." Most are convinced they did. Tragically, the devil leaves these meetings more satisfied knowing his role in what just happened. The Apostle Paul wrote, "God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." Widespread confusion surrounds the devil, but you need not be confused. The Bible is the foundation of all knowledge. You will often hear us say, "Blow the dust off your Bible. Examine it carefully and see the real truth that has always been on its pages. Don't believe something just because we or I say it, but rather only if you see Bible proof." God's Word contains the answers to all of life's biggest questions. The plain truth of its instruction is not taught in this world's churches. From Sunday school on, millions are taught to believe what everyone assumes the Bible says. What it says about the devil's origin will surprise you. But you must let God reveal him for what he is. The Bible tells its readers, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good or right, and prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." We will examine the verses that explain Satan's origin and who he is. We must abandon men's ideas and only accept what can be proven. The devil is alive and real. The Bible calls him the god of this world and states that he deceives the whole world. This includes the truth about his identity. But has he always been the devil? Has he always been the evil, murderous, lying prince of darkness, as the Bible calls him? Was he created this way? No, he was not. But these questions require explanation. Careful study brings the whole picture. The Bible describes Satan in many scriptures. What about his origin? God originally created three archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer, who became Satan. Under them were hundreds of millions of angels. Read Revelation 5:11. Lucifer ruled the pre-Adamic world. He and a third of the angels rebelled against the government of God, and today he leads these now fallen angels called demons. The book of Job describes when God created the earth billions of years ago. God asked Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if you have understanding. Who has laid the measures thereof, if you know? Or who has stretched the line upon it? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy." These stars were angels, read Revelation 12:4, also described here as sons of God. Of course, literal stars do not sing. Notice all of them shouted and sang together. This proves there were not yet demons at the time of creation in Genesis 1:1. Job also shows the earth was created in a beautiful condition. There was great joy and singing. Verse 2 in Genesis is mistranslated and does not reflect the original Hebrew. The King James Bible says, "The earth was without form and void." Three key words are all mistranslated, thus obscuring and actually hiding the true meaning. The word "was" is haya. It is correctly translated "became" in Genesis 2:7 and "become" in 9:15. The words for "without form and void" are tohu and bohu. These actually mean chaotic, in confusion, waste, and empty. So a perfectly created earth, verse 1, became chaotic and confused, verse 2. Isaiah 34:11 translates tohu and bohu as confusion and emptiness. Isaiah also clarifies God's creation. "For thus says the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain." Tohu again, meaning not chaotic or waste. "He formed it to be inhabited." It becomes clear the earth became chaotic after God created it, between the events of Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. The latter describes earth's recreation 6,000 years ago. Verse 1 describes the original creation of the entire universe that, according to scientists, occurred billions of years ago. The Psalms state that God renews the face of the earth. During the 7 days of the creation week, God in effect repaired a terribly damaged earth, then completely covered with water, Genesis 1:2. We now know what happened, but how did it happen? How did the earth go from beautiful and perfect at creation to chaotic, confused, waste, and empty? Since God is not the author of confusion, we know he did not destroy earth. Then who or what did? The Bible usually reveals many important facts about a subject if one reads all of the scriptures that pertain to it. Revelation 9:11 describes a king who leads a demonic army at the time of Revelation. He is called the angel of the bottomless pit. Later you will see this association with the bottomless pit makes clear the being described is the devil. Continuing in verse 11, his name in the Hebrew is Abaddon, meaning a destroying angel, but in the Greek it is Apollyon, a destroyer, that is, Satan. Satan and the great mass of angels he turned to his way are the only candidates powerful enough to have brought destruction on this scale. Isaiah 14 tells a remarkable story. Let's read it. "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet God says, you shall be brought down to hell," meaning the grave, see verses 9 and 11, "to the sides of the pit." The one called Lucifer could not possibly be a man, as some assert. Only the devil could weaken the nations and could have said he would ascend into heaven or have fallen from heaven. What man could be cut down to the ground in the way described here? Finally, no man has a throne that could be put above the stars of heaven. God inhabits the north part of the heavens, or the sides of the north. Job sheds light on Lucifer's attempt to overthrow God there. He, God, stretched out the north over the empty place and hangs the earth upon nothing. The empty place in the north coincides with what astronomers note is an area with a strange lack of stars. No doubt Satan attacked God in that direction when he sought to ascend from his throne to take over God's throne between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. Just let the Bible reveal the story.
The World to Come program is presented by the Restored Church of God, which is headquartered in Wadsworth, Ohio, USA. The church prints and distributes a library of 80 books and booklets. They are given away free of charge with free shipping. This literature plainly answers the greatest questions on your mind, straight from God's Word. Visit rcg.org to read or order these materials.
Ezekiel 28 parallels Isaiah 14 and is equally important for study. It describes one who some scholars claim was a human king of Tyrus. Careful reading shows this is ridiculous. This verse speaks of one who seals up the sum, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty, who had also been in Eden, the garden of God. No human has ever been perfect, and it was the devil, the serpent, who beguiled Eve in the garden. Verse 13 states, "You were created," and Satan is a created being. Verse 14 calls him the cherub that covers. Exodus 25, 17 to 20 describes the remaining two faithful cherubs that covered God's throne in the Old Testament tabernacle. Their wings cover the mercy seat, as it says. What earthly king fits any of this description? Ezekiel 28:14 says, "This king was in the mountain of God and walked in the midst of the stones of fire." This is the area around God's throne. Verses 15 and 16 declare, "Iniquity or lawlessness was found in you," and calls it sin. Verse 16 also describes this cherub as having been cast out of heaven. Verse 17 reveals that his heart was lifted up because of his beauty, and that his wisdom was corrupted by reason of his brightness. The verse ends with God casting him down to the ground where the kings of the earth would behold him. Lucifer was a brilliant being, an angel of light, as are his ministers. The name Lucifer means light bringer. This once perfect being originally brought brilliant light to all who were around him, but he rebelled and sinned and became the prince of darkness. His revolt turned him into a twisted, perverted being. While of great intelligence, he has literally become an insane angel, no longer knowing right from wrong. Additional understanding of certain vital prophecies is necessary before continuing. The Bible plainly teaches that an immensely powerful Antichrist will arise to actually rule the world for a brief period. You must know what is coming. Here is John's first and clearest reference to this man's arrival in the last time. "You have heard," he wrote, "that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists." While John spoke of multiple Antichrists during his time, a single Antichrist is the main focus. What kinds of false miracles might this man do? "I've cast out many demons and know their power." Here is a partial list of what demons can do: visions, voices, foretelling events, possessing followers, calling down fire, storms, false tongues, levitation, turning inanimate objects into living creatures, similar to Egyptian magicians copying Moses' staff becoming a snake, or turning water to blood, afflicting God's servants like Job, destruction, temptation, intimidating accusations, loud noises to engender fear, lies and subtle deceptions of all kinds, plus various tricks only the devil himself could think of. Will you be deceived when these events soon come to pass? Ephesians 2:2 references the devil's power and influence upon the world. Notice, wherein in time past you, the Ephesians, Paul was writing, walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Grasp this. Satan has a power to use the air to broadcast through his spirit an attitude of disobedience. His spirit sends moods, feelings, and attitudes of hostility into people's minds. These work to bring disobedience. This air power gives Satan tremendous influence, allowing him to send thoughts of deceit, anger, pride, hatred, vanity, jealousy, lust, greed, envy, and confusion directly into people. His cunning has been so seductive that he's even been able to convince most that he does not exist.
The Restored Church of God is headquartered in Wadsworth, Ohio, USA. It has two commissions: to preach the gospel of the coming kingdom of God to all nations and serve a growing membership throughout a worldwide ministry. Led by Pastor General David C. Pack and supported by members and donors, the church prints and distributes a vast library of books, booklets, and articles that provide plain answers to life's greatest questions. It also produces three magazines, including The Real Truth, a unique breaking news and analysis outlet. The truth is also powerfully proclaimed through The World to Come, a video broadcast delivered by Mr. Pack, airing on nationwide television, as well as on YouTube. All these materials are distributed free of charge through rcg.org. The operations of the church take place on a beautiful state-of-the-art World Headquarters campus, which spans just under 100 acres. Its three main buildings are located on the lower campus: the Hall of Administration, which houses administrative offices; the Mail Processing Center, where printing and distribution of literature occurs; and the Media Center, which houses studios and editing facilities. The ministry of Mr. Pack and the work of the Restored Church of God is a continuation of the ministry of Herbert W. Armstrong and the work accomplished through the Worldwide Church of God. Mr. Armstrong led the WCG until his death in 1986. He urged members not to believe him, but to believe their Bible. Headquartered in Pasadena, California, the church distributed tens of millions of Mr. Armstrong's books and booklets. Over 8 million subscribers received the monthly Plain Truth magazine. The World Tomorrow television program was seen and heard in the homes of millions. Following Mr. Armstrong's grand pattern, the work of the Restored Church of God has reached around the globe for almost 20 years. Mr. Pack has written 80 books and booklets for those who want to understand the basic truths of the Bible. Also available are sermons, the Pillar Magazine for families, Ambassador Youth Magazine for young people, and hundreds of other articles and reports. The Real Truth analyzes today's news in light of Bible prophecy. This breaking news and analysis outlet transcends the politics of the day, revealing what is behind the events the media merely report. Through The World to Come, Mr. Pack explains the causes behind mankind's conflicts, uncertainties, and fears, his worst problems, and proclaims the only solution. As the Restored Church of God's membership continues to grow, an expanding ministry serves congregations in pastorates around the world. Weekly Sabbath sermons and Bible studies are recorded in video and provided for members. Ambassador Center, the educational arm of the church, has been a key component in training the ministry, as well as local pillars and headquarters staff. This specialized institution offers a diverse curriculum that provides necessary skills and development for leaders. Each fall, members gather for the Feast of Tabernacles in beautiful locations around the world. This festival pictures Jesus Christ's coming rule over the earth. It offers many opportunities for spiritual instruction, fellowship, serving others, and living the abundant life. Through the work of the Restored Church of God, millions around the globe are hearing the good news of the coming kingdom of God.
finding answers to life's greatest questions, and learning never-before-understood truths that produce real, lasting happiness. To learn more or to find a local congregation, contact us.
The devil is immensely more powerful than most realize. Look at what his position as the world's God permits him to do. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Satan blinds and deceives on a staggering scale. The result is a world filled with disobedience, filled with lawlessness. We can now better understand the children of disobedience. Like Holy Spirit-led Christians, these people are also inspired and guided by the spirit of this world's God. Satan broadcasts a spirit of rebellion against and disobedience to God's law. A deceived world knows nothing of these things. If you listen to the radio, you choose a station playing what you want to hear. People also search television stations and, of course, the internet today. Eventually, something interests them and they stop and listen by choice. They have control over what they hear or watch. It's not the same with Satan's station. The world and you do not decide to tune into the devil's broadcast. No one sets out to be deceived, but every person on earth is automatically tuned to Satan's wavelength. His hostility, evil, rebellion, deceit, and selfishness are continually, we might say, on the air. Therefore, it is really Satan's nature being labeled as human nature. In fact, once it is injected into people, Satan's nature becomes natural to them. It becomes their nature, now human nature. It is critical to see how this spirit works. It is the single most important key to understanding how Satan can deceive and manipulate over 7 billion people. Of course, Satan injects his attitudes into an unsuspecting mankind. It has no idea what he is doing. The devil does not announce his intentions audibly. Just as God the Father has children, Satan is also a father with his own children. In one of the most profound verses in the entire Bible, Jesus told his listeners, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do." On one occasion, the Apostle Paul labeled a man, "You child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?" This says children of the devil are enemies of righteousness and right ways. This is sobering, but it's what being Satan's children means. What is righteousness? All God's commandments, the psalm says, are righteousness. Satan's children hate and are enemies of God's laws, his commandments. Remember, they are children of disobedience. The Christian resists Satan, who is active at every turn, but it's not through human strength or effort that this can be done. Notice, "Brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers," get this, "of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness," more accurately translated from the Greek, "wicked spirits in high places." Revelation 20 describes Christ setting up his millennial rule in the last chapter in Satan's story. The chapter opens with a mighty angel binding him 1,000 years by casting him into the bottomless pit where he is shut up. This angel then sets a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. But what of the devil's ultimate fate? Does he live in misery for eternity? Or does a merciful God put this being to death, forever ending his ability to destroy and corrupt? Matthew 25:41 reveals there is coming an everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now back to the king of Tyre in Ezekiel 28. Remember, the profile of this king shows he cannot be a human. This supernatural being who was present in the Garden of Eden, obviously Satan, will be executed. Speaking of him, it says, "You have defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your traffic. Therefore will I," God is speaking, "bring forth a fire from the midst of you. It shall devour you, and I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold you. All that know you among the people shall be astonished at you, and never shall you be any more." Let's understand. The devil is thrown into a lake of fire, and fire consumes him from the inside out, coming from the midst of him. He turns to ashes, no longer existing. This is total destruction. Hebrews 2:14 is just as plain. It says God will destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. This requires no interpretation. But remember, fire is prepared for the devil and his angels, demons. No wonder Mark and Luke record demons asking Jesus, "Are you come to destroy us?" Satan, also called the tempter, offered Christ rulership over all things if he would fall down and worship him. Christians are promised rulership over the same all things, but only if they worship the true God and in the manner he commands. This includes knowing and practicing all of his laws and truths. It also includes understanding all the important aspects of Satan's origin, history, and role in his ultimate fate within God's master purpose for mankind. You now understand who is the devil, what is his origin, the extent of his power and influence, the next great attack he will mount on earth in our time, and his ultimate end. To learn more and about how God's people resist him, you will want to read our truly eye-opening booklets, A World in Captivity and Who is the Devil, as well as our inspiring book, The Awesome Potential of Man. Some books change lives forever. This one is like nothing you have ever read. Do not underestimate this being of immense power. Use the resources available from the Restored Church of God. Understand what lies ahead and escape the devil in your personal life now and during the great trial about to strike all nations with the rise of the satanic Antichrist. Until next time, this is David C. Pack saying goodbye, friends.
This program was made available by Restored Church of God members and donors from around the globe. Explore our vast library of literature and other World to Come programs, which are all made available free of charge. To order literature featured in this program, call toll-free 1-855-828-4646. That number again, 1-855-828-4646.